readers should not come in expecting a retelling of the Trojan War, but instead should expect an immersive exploration of one woman's life and psyche.
This is a 96-second book review. Find this book and more at The Book and Cover, 1310 Hanover Street in Chattanooga, and at thebookandcover.com.
Hi, this is Blaze from The Book and Cover, and this week's 96-second book review is Helen of Troy, 1993, Poems by Maria Zakola. When you're looking to be told a story, you might not look to a collection of poetry first. But this sharp, visceral debut poetry collection reimagines Helen of Troy from Homer's Iliad as a disgruntled housewife in 1990s Tennessee. The mythological character of Helen is daughter of Zeus, the most beautiful woman in the world, often portrayed as a victim of her circumstances, or even an unfaithful villain, and is only mentioned 6 times in the Iliad. This, the woman who launched 1,000 ships. Within Zakola's fictionalized version of Sparta, Tennessee, she honors the story's mythological roots and blends it with a modernized setting. Helen of 1993 isn't on the battlefields of Sparta or Troy. She's confronted with gossiping church ladies, the shiny floors of a Piggly Wiggly, and lonely country roads. The Helen that Zakola conjures belongs to 1990s Tennessee in all of its gritty glory. This isn't simply a rehashing of a well-known story. It gives life and depth to a character who has been indicted and condemned by history. Readers should not come in expecting a retelling of the Trojan War, but instead should expect an immersive exploration of one woman's life and psyche. Through Zakola's poetry, Helen is transformed from an ancient myth into a mid-1990s housewife, from Greek goddess to American mother, dissatisfied, disgruntled, and viscerally relatable. It is a collection as unruly as it is beautiful.
This 96-second book review was brought to you by The Book and Cover. Make sure to follow them on social media to learn about new books and up-and-coming events. Get more 96-second book reviews at hits96.com.